Welcome back to the Booze Buddy Update for Tuesday, August 2nd of 2022. Whining and barbecue, no bubble troubles, and a TikTok trend you might actually enjoy. It's brought to you by Green Mountain Payments, helping local business owners save thousands of dollars by providing complimentary credit card processing equipment and zero-cost credit card processing. Visit greenmountainpayments.com or posn0.com today. Whining and barbecue. No, not that kind of whining. I'm talking about how a barbecue pitmaster matches wines with his grill. In his newest cookbook by Pat Martin, Life of Fire, Mastering the Arts of Pit-Cooked Barbecue, the Grill, and the Smokehouse, the pitmaster has a cooler full of wine behind him, and it's not there accidentally. He hoped people might wonder, as they looked at that picture, if they should be pairing the food with wine all along, and definitely not a coincidence. It sounds like his recommendation for enjoying a phenomenal meal includes wine. Forget about any assumptions you have about the average wine drinker or pitmaster. And he has suggestions whether you're cooking up turkey, pork, chicken, or red meat. The pointers to look for a wine that's going to blow not only your mind, but also your taste buds. For the book, got a link, of course, to that in the show notes. And you can read the full story at the link that is in the show notes as well. No bubbles troubles. Yeah, Night Shift Brewing has been getting some attention, but not for their beer. It's for the lack of a specific ingredient that makes it possible to get it to you. The bubbles. Yeah, they're missing in Boston. It's at several brewers who've been working through the problem for some time, and recently their CO2 distributor has been canceling or reducing deliveries. No one wants flat beer, especially the breweries that serve it up, and there aren't enough CO2 reclamation systems in place yet to reduce the demand for CO2. The distributor that mainly services that area hopes is a temporary situation that can be resolved in a month or two, but that is not potentially enough time to save jobs for several breweries who've had to restructure or kind of just change their plans in the way they do things. For more on the story, you can head to the link that is in the show notes, and we hope the situation gets resolved, and hopefully those people are reemployed very soon who have been affected by this. And a TikTok trend you might enjoy. You may have uttered the words, "I'll never drink a rosé," but what if it's a little bit spicy? Yeah, it's the latest thing that people are putting in their mouths on TikTok. Seriously, why do so many trends involve putting something in your mouth, especially when it's not food? Anyway, this time it's popular and trending because it's apparently amazing. It's really simple. Just add a slice of jalapeno to your rosé. It seems to have started with lovers of spicy margaritas just trying to add a little something spicy to drinks. And well, somebody suggested plopping a jalapeno slice in the glass, and the rest is trendy history. It's even happening in restaurants, though some are having to BYO their own peppers. You can get more and brace yourself. You might become part of a trend if you try it at the link that is in the show notes. Apparently, it's that good. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Stay safe, drive sober, and support the booze that supports your local community. And I'll see you again tomorrow.